an expanding manufacturing base, an abundance of natural resources, a growing domestic market, a sound financial sector, and a stable political climate all contribute to make Indonesia's economy one of the strongest in the world. Milan Sabajil, the International Monetary Fund's representative in Indonesia, says it ranks just below China and India in attracting foreign investment.
The various investor surveys have it jumping up the rankings, and an interesting survey put it as the fourth most likely place for investment over the next several years amongst emerging markets.
The Asian Development Bank recently forecast that Indonesia will see gross domestic product growth of 6.1% this year and 6.3% in 2011. Sabajil says Indonesia's financial sector was not sophisticated enough to get involved in the complicated and ultimately disastrous investments that contributed to the global economic crisis in 2008. So while much of the world was thrown into recession, the fundamentals of Indonesia's economy remained strong.
Indonesia had a very small fiscal deficit, very small borrowing requirements, a low external government and consumer debt, adequate foreign exchange reserves. The banks were well capitalized and liquid.
For investors, last year's peaceful presidential election is seen as ushering in a new era of political stability and optimism. Despite the bombing of two Jakarta hotels in July of 2009, government efforts to prevent terrorism have reassured the business community. Indonesian Finance Minister Agus Marto Ardojo says the government's conservative fiscal policies protect investments by keeping down inflation.
Most important, we would like to manage our budget. Yes, we will provide stimulus, but we will not have a budget deficit more than 1.7%. And I believe that is the strength of Indonesia.
Continued economic reforms and free trade agreements with China and other Asian countries have increased exports of commodities